Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy Ihara, your host here. And if you've been listening on a regular basis, I have been out for a couple weeks, not on vacation, a little bit of work vacation. I wouldn't even call it vacation, but it was work. Went to Vegas. Actually, you know what? It's amazing, guys. Vegas has the lower positive rate than Hawaii.
No way.
Yes. Yes way. This is Eileen Phillips from Attention Plus and also this year's president of the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, HPGS. If you want to find out who they are, hpgs.org. Eileen, that's correct. You can check us out. It's actually an organization. I'm a former past president. It's an organization of people in the industry, aging, elder care, healthcare industry, that come together, pandemic, at least once, twice a year, three times a year. But this is a biennial year for the conference this month.
So what's happening this year is we were supposed to have this conference last year, but
right.
because of the pandemic.
Right. Like the Olympics.
Yeah.
We're going to say 2020 Olympics, you know?
It was going to be like a really cool 2020 year for this biennial, but now it's 2021, so we're calling it 2021 Foresight and Beyond is the title of this conference. And it's usually every 2 years, but we had to skip a year, so we're doing it this year. This is the first year we're able to do it virtually. We're giving it a try. We've never done this before.
A lot of people are learning things, you know, and Zoom and everything else. And now I'm using Microsoft Teams for my mortgage company. But anyway, Eileen, give our audience, are listening, they're on their way to work, on their way to the golf course, they're sitting home with their parents, hopefully you're sitting home with your parents, they have me listen to it. Your background, first of all, and also then HPGS.
Okay, so I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for over 25 years now. Wow. I graduated from University of Hawaii Nursing School.
Good for you.
I also have a marketing degree from Florida State, so that was before I moved out to Hawaii. Yeah,
before you met your local husband, who I know, Brett.
Yes, and so I've been in the field of aging now for over 20 years. I've been working for a company called Attention Plus Care, and we put caregivers in homes of our kupuna who need help. And we're quite busy these days because we have so many families that need help in the home. And I've really enjoyed the work. It's been just awesome for me to learn from these families about what they need and how to do things. So,
Being a registered nurse obviously helps because, you know, for a lot of people that don't know, the caregivers are normally certified nurses aides. And actually, you don't even have to be a CNA to be a caregiver.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. And so having a nurse on staff that knows from a medical point of view really what needs to be done in terms of different situations is really, really important. I recommend everybody look for companies. But you guys have a special designation as well, right?
Well, we are Joint Commission accredited. We also are licensed home health by the state of Hawaii.
And what does that mean exactly?
So what that means, home health agencies are those that have a medical or a practitioner on staff to help with questions from families about medical conditions. They can do more care in the home or advanced care.
Now, is that you or you have a doctor on staff?
That's our nursing staff.
Okay,
so we have a nursing staff. I've got six nurses that work with me to help with all of our families. And it's just part of the deal. You get a caregiver and you get a nurse to access.
How many companies actually have that or have that home health?
Well, there are a number that are licensed as a home health agency. There are more home care agencies that are also licensed, but they can't do things like give medications, take a blood pressure, take a temperature.
And why is that?
It's just part of the regulations that the state came up with.
What do you have to have to do that?
You have to have a home health license.
Oh.
So we have home health under our umbrella, We also can do home care as an agency.
Right.
But there's a lot of agencies that are home care agencies, so they're more custodial care. So, like, they can go in, do some housekeeping, meal prep. They can do a bed bath or a shower, but then they go in and they're out. They can't really do any judging or assessing the client's
condition.
I mean,
is that like a 3-hour, 4-hour session?
Yeah, whatever, okay. Whatever they need.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for a lot of companies, I mean, I get calls every week when they're asking about home care, and when I talk to friends, family, guys I golf with, play softball with, and so it just helped me to understand more what kind of service that's provided out there. What kind of options do they have? Because it's really important. Families don't understand.
Well, one thing that's important to note is there's probably over 140 agencies in the state of Hawaii
now doing this.
Some of them, most of them, are home care agencies that are, you know, people have.
There's only a handful of home health, right?
Yeah, and it's they come in and they do care. There's needs for that.
Right.
There is need for that kind of care.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, all those agencies, I know a lot of them are partners in Generations Magazine, mm-hmm. but it's really good. But I always want to give our audience listeners a background on who's speaking, because every one of our presenters here, guys, are experts in the field. Great to have volunteers, but volunteers are not experts in the field. Even if they're retired nurse, I mean, they got to be active. Like, we had Dr. Warren Wong on. He's retired geriatrician, but he's still very active in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really engaged, and I like talking to him. He was on a couple weeks ago, and that's what I like about bringing these experts on the field. So thank you very much. But, okay, so tell our audience who HPGS, because when I first heard about this, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I said, gerontological. I never heard that word before.
Right. So I know it's a hard word to say. So Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society was started in 1979 by a doctor, a geriatrician named Tony Lenzer.
Yes. He's on our cover several years back ago. Unfortunately,
very well-known geriatrician. So he started this company or this organization. It's a volunteer organization to try to get people interested in the field of geriatrics and get them excited about learning what geriatrics is and get people directed into working with the elderly, because he saw something back then that we all know is happening right now.
Yes.
And very smart man. So we're trying to now, the mission of HPGS is to increase awareness of an interest in the field of gerontology by providing networking, which is what some of this biennial conference is going to do, and educational opportunities. It's also going to do that, as well as we offer scholarships to Hawaii's workforce and other interested parties, which to support the creation of a needed policy. So we're involved in policy monitoring as well. And we want to try to enhance the quality and the age-friendly services to our kapuna in Hawaii. That's actually our mission right now.
That's really important, guys. And I'm out quite a bit. I tell families, you got to educate yourself. And HPGS is actually one of the better places because they do monthly webinars, right?
We stopped doing that at this point because of COVID.
Okay.
But we are going to hopefully get back into those. But there's a lot of them on our website, which you can go back and watch.
Yeah, hpgs.org or generations808.com has a bunch. You know, Dr. Tony London was on our cover, maybe 7-8 years ago now. We've been around 11 years now, going on 12 years pretty soon. We had him on a cover, and I remember he worked for actually my older brother, Senator Leslie Hara. Mm-hmm. He was a policy guy. I did research on aging, and my brother was very involved in aging. And we were at a Kupuna Caucus meeting. By the way, the first Friday of every month, actually today, we tape on Fridays. The first Friday of every month, if there's a Kupuna Caucus. Now it's, of course, virtual. If you want more information, give me a call or email me. I can get you the information. But we were at a meeting, I don't know, 12 years ago, and an ARP came down, and Dr. Rother from the policy advisor for ARP National from DC came in and started talking about the crisis of aging. And I was sitting there, I think, with Tony in the front row, as we normally do. Tony became a really good confidant for me, and I learned a lot about from him. And he was talking about the dire straits of caregiving, the dire straits of lack of caregivers, the increasing cost of caregiving, and the cost is going to be burdened on the families, but also the cost of caregiving, of care on Medicaid and the state of Hawaii. And Dr. Rother mentioned a few things about how dire straits it is. And, you know, when we left that meeting, Tony and I looked at each other and goes, wow, I thought it was bad, but not this bad. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as you guys, your company, Attention Plus Care, is lack of CNA, a lot of people, lack of people wanting
lack
to work
of labor.
In labor.
It's not yeah. just our
restaurants alone,
it's
but I mean,
everywhere.
But our demand is going to go up. And I think families, I tell everybody, got to start talking about it now. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me your mother's good now at 85 years old, because let me tell you, as she's aging, it's going to get worse. It's almost without a doubt. And you got to start planning ahead when this happens. It, very simple things. I say, what's going to happen when your mother can't drive anymore or your father can't drive? What's the plan? Oh, I haven't thought about that. That's the kind of things. It's very simple. What's going to happen, you know? And it's Tony was a great confidant. I used to call him out quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I started with the magazine, going to all these meetings, and I'd be like the only for-profit company there. And you know, I was always tell Tony, you know, we need to create partnerships within the private sector and the public sector, and that's what I started doing over 10 years ago. And we're slowly seeing more. We're slowly seeing more TV stations doing stories and regular pieces on aging.
Absolutely.
We started that with Elderhood Project at KHON and Kirk Matthews, my buddy who passed away. We started that, at least 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, it's really great to see that this has grown. And I hope that HPGS has had some part in that.
Absolutely.
And your magazine, too. I mean, that's actually helped quite a bit. So.
Yeah. So today, guys, we're going to talk about the Gerontological Biennial Conference. It's going to be a virtual conference, and it is open to the public. But we want to make sure businesses that are in this industry that are doing healthcare and aging join HPGS. By the way, I don't want to throw you a question that you may not answer. What's the membership like now? What the fees and everything?
Membership.
It's not a lot, but it's really...
It's not a lot. I can't remember the actual number we're at now, but...
go to hpgs.org, look under membership.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
And actually, if you want a discounted registration fee for this biennial conference, you can become a member and then you'll get a discount. So... just to give you an idea what the prices are to attend this conference, which is happening this month, September 15th and 16th. It's a two-day conference. It's always been a two-day conference.
Yes, always.
First time, it's virtual, but we're going to make it work, and it's going to be really exciting. So for members to register for 2 days, it's $200. It's not much, but you're going to get so much education, and it's going to be a lot of fun, too, to watch some of these people that get up and present. For
are
a non-member,
you gonna tape those, by the way.
We will have it recorded.
Have it
yeah, it'll be available. But non-members are $300, so you can save $100 by becoming a member of HPGS to get to this conference.
Yeah, membership is very, I don't know, like $100-$200 or less for a company, an individual, less than that.
$50
a year.
Additional, yeah.
But that's really good.
And then students and seniors have different rates. Even for this conference, they can get in for students and seniors. We can get in for $250.
What's a senior? When are you starting seniors? 65.
65 and older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some places I qualify, you know. I'm 61
do
you? Now. I'm 61 now.
Okay.
You know, like Ross's.
Don Quixote.
Tuesdays, Don Quixote. Where was I at? I was like, wow, 61.
I know.
61. I haven't really, you know, I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time saying I'm 61. Seriously.
Get used to it. It's not gonna get any better.
No. That's why exercise is trying to stay healthy. And, you know, my wife actually listens to more young music than I do. I still like the 70s, you know, oldies channel here, 60s and 70s. My group is Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I was used to play this music for my son, but now he's like a junior in high school now. So my wife plays all the young boy music. I'm like, wow, you know that song? Yeah, so keeping it young, guys.
You gotta stay young.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the conference. We're going to talk about individual speakers that they're going to be presenting.
Right.
There's some really
exciting speakers.
Yeah.
We're going to run through a couple that I can't wait to see.
Yeah, so the first half of the show, we want to talk about that. And then maybe a little bit why it's important, because, you know, I've been doing this a long time, guys. I've been doing reverse mortgages since 2002. Mm. 20 years, almost 20 years. And when I was talking to someone yesterday, actually, about that, you know, about... When I looked at this business, you know, I've been in a finance business since 1988. And in 2002, my friend from the Bank of Hawaii said, you know about a reverse mortgage, right? I go, well, I kind of heard of it, but not really. Okay. So I said, look at this company, looking at the largest in the country. So when I looked at the numbers of aging, That's what I want. We touched 0.1%. 0.1% with the reverse mortgage back in 2002. And when I did more research about the aging numbers, how many baby boomers are going to turn 65, 10,000 a day?
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
I believe it.
When I saw the huge cost of care, and back in those days, we're just bubbling about caregiving and aging and this and that, and how, you know, it's going to be a big issue down the road. I just jumped on board, and I just started doing it. And it's just something that I had to really learn about aging, because I was only 42. And I had to really learn. I knew I had a 401k. I knew what Social Security was, but I didn't know the dire straits that could be coming now. I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's, dementia, pensions. I didn't know how people qualify. Like today, probably 95% of people that when they retire don't have pension.
Right.
Unless they work for Pearl Harbor or a retired military. You know, very few companies have that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's something that, and we're living longer. You know, Hawaii is the oldest state now. And it's so serious of an issue, guys. Really take it to heart. I like it when your parents are healthy, but at some point down the road, I've had many family members, I tell them, you know, you're great, but then there's going to be a time where it's not going to be so good and it's not fun. So try and stay healthy as long as possible. Eat healthy, exercise. But family members that are taking care of their parents and grandparents, it's a huge, huge burden. And in fact, I'm the only one until recently have not really had firsthand experience with caregiving with a family member. Everybody involved with Generation Magazine all have firsthand experience. So,
I have.
Yeah. So it's really important. So before we take a break, I'm going to take a break a little bit, right? G3, a little bit. Let's talk about a couple of presenters. And when I first saw this schedule, I saw the late name Caitlin Doherty.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going, I've heard about her.
Yes.
If you don't know who she is, you will after this conference. And I would just tell you, go to the, if you know what TED Talks are, she did a TED Talk.
Oh, did she? Okay.
If you go to YouTube or go online, yeah, or you can go to actually TED Talk, she did a TED Talk about death and dying. And I looked her up. She's from Hawaii.
Yep.
She went to Priory. She lives in, what, L.A. now, and she's actually a mortician.
Yes, she is.
So yeah. Tell us more about her, Eileen.
So she's actually going to open the conference on the first day.
I love that.
First, and you know, and somebody asked me, why would you put somebody in the beginning to talk about
pants
death?
Off.
And I'm like, well, she's got this great presentation is what I hear. And the title of it is Death Becomes Us, Talking to Elders About End of Life. So you'd think this is going to be a sad...
No way.
But she turns this thing into something that is so entertaining is what I hear. So I can't really wait to...
I would tell everybody, if you don't know what you're talking about, go to YouTube. She's got actually several
very busy
videos.
Lady. Yeah.
Very busy, yes. I don't know how she has time to be a mortician. But
she? Yeah, I know. It's like, I think she just speaks around,
she
the, around the world. She
HBO
wrote some
series.
Books. So get the names of these books. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. From Here to Eternity, and Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs? Okay, so this is going to be hilarious.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
I did some research on her. I actually wanted to write an article in the magazine,
yeah,
which was kind of hard to get a hold of.
Yeah,
maybe we can get a chance to see if she can write articles for the newspaper or for Generations Magazine. But and she's actually a relatively young girl.
Yeah,
like
she's
maybe
very
30s,
yeah,
40s, early 40s, late 30s. But when I first listened to her, her presentation, she's a pro. You ought to get a chance to listen to her. Just Google her, and she's a pro. She's done several YouTube channel videos, and she speaks very well. And it's true. I mean, she makes it, I hate use the word humorous, but it is funny.
It's funny, and it makes
reality.
It easier to discuss these things if there's a sense of humor about it, and especially now in the time of COVID when people are dying.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she'll have some spin-off on that, but it's a good way to start the conference because I
How'd
think
how'd you find her, by the way?
your sister.
She was close to her parents.
Yeah. Yes.
Caitlin's parents are close to my sister.
Yeah.
And that's how they probably. I actually mentioned it to her about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it in earlier, but COVID and everything. But
real excited about seeing that one.
Yeah, that's a great way.
We have some other featured speakers as well.
Okay.
That are going to be exciting to to hear about.
Okay, go ahead. We got about 6 minutes till we take a break.
Okay, so we have Dr. Harry Rick Moody, who is the he's written like 10 books on aging, and he loves coming to these conferences. He's from the mainland.
Mm-hmm. What's his background?
I think he's a psychiatrist.
Okay.
So he's done a lot of work with the elderly.
I need to bring my glasses.
Yeah. But he's very well known, and he's done a lot of these conferences, and he's a dynamic speaker. So.
And what's he going to be talking about?
He's going to be talking about the boomers, the promise and potential of the boomer generation. And I'm sure he'll go off on other tangents as well, but he's very, very, we might even have to shut him down because he talks pretty good. And he's like I said, he's written a lot of books on aging. He seems very knowledgeable and very dynamic when he's in front of the camera. So even on Zoom, which is awesome.
Yeah, the baby boomers are going to be taking the biggest brand. I mean, they already are with caregiving. And it's something that I've known about for a while. And, you know, I have a few clients that are like in the 90s. They've aged well, but and then family members aging well, but they're mm-hmm. 90, 95.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the boomers, you know, it's like, you talk about your dad being grouchy or not wanting to do this and this and that. I said, when you get older, you're going to be almost the same or worse.
Right.
I've done studies on aging, and we're going to see more lawsuits because boomers will dig and look for research and data and processes, and you're not following the process, blah, blah, blah. You're not following the rule, blah, blah, blah. You're going to see more lawsuits. You're going to see more complaints, I think, from what we hear in the caregiving world. And I think something like this would be really great. The boomers need to understand how to deal with your parent because they're going to live a lot longer. I have a relative, dementia, 20 years. 20 years, like, wow. I was telling a client of mine, this son, he said, you know, 20 years is a long time, you know, and it kind of ruins people's lives. If you've been a caregiver more than 5 years, every 5 years of being a caregiver, I saw a research study that you lose 1 year of life expectancy.
Yep, I believe it.
The amount of stress, and the boomers are the ones going to be taking the brunt of that. But it's also going to be the largest transfer of wealth for the baby boomers' parents, the greatest generation, that they've saved and hoarded money and property, transferred down to the boomers. And that's something I think the boomers got to get ready for. But I always tell people, you know, before your parents die, there's a lot going to go on. So don't worry about thinking about inheritance.
Because, right.
Dementia is a huge problem that we're facing everywhere, as you know, in the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this guy sounds interesting. I want to try and Google him because I that's what I do all the time.
Yes. I've
He's been
to
many conferences on the mainland, and I love these speakers. And it'll create a lot of energy. And I'm glad you're changing things up, Eileen. So by the way, we're here with Eileen Phillips from Attention Plus Care. She's this year's president of the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society that's having a biennial conference September 15 and 16, which is a Wednesday and Thursday, so hopefully I can make that. Is it all day?
All day, 8:30 to 4:30 both days. And it's it's a Zoom thing, so
yeah,
times could be adjusted as we move along, but yeah. You know, it'll be fun.
Okay, give us one more speaker before we take a break.
Okay, so this other one that I'm excited to hear from is Dr. Lang Lang Thang, who will be speaking to us from Singapore. And Lang Lang Thang is she's doing research, and she's also starting to do a project in Singapore that she's going to talk about to create an age-friendly community. So that involves infrastructure, different businesses. She's trying to put something together that will make Singapore an age-friendly community. And I think that's something Hawaii and Honolulu and some of the other cities in the Pacific can learn from. Not that we have all of the resources that maybe Singapore puts into their communities, but we can learn from that. And I did talk to her about it a little bit. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah, we've been trying to push age-friendly communities for years, and I think it is taking a little bit of a hold. Kirk Caldwell, the mayor, started that initiative with the age-friendly communities with all those bike lanes.
Yes, yes.
he wanted Hawaii, Honolulu specifically, to be one of the aging communities. I think it's part of the World Health Organization or somebody like that, that deems like there's like 25 cities around the world that are age-friendly cities, and Hawaii became one of those. And so that's the reason why you see all these bike lanes. And when I first saw them, I didn't really like them so much, because even though I rode bike for about 5 years in my late 20s until I got in an accident myself, not anybody's fault, but my fault, it was my own fault. Now I see the lanes as being a really positive thing. It just got to get the drivers to understand, you got to look. If you see a bike lane, you got to look. Yep. And for bike riders, you got to watch too. I don't care if it's not your fault, but you might die, guys. So anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Eileen Phillips from Attention Care Plus.
Attention Plus Care.
Sorry,
everybody
for some
gets
reason,
that wrong.
We're talking about the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Conference, September 15th and 16th. And by the way, guys, it's open to the public. A lot of professionals will be in there. It's a virtual thing, so it'll be safe, yeah. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. We don't forget, tell your friends and families and neighbors. We're on Facebook. You can go to our website, generations808.com, and pull down any past radio shows. We archive all of them. And it's a great resource for a lot of families dealing with a loved one, or for yourself thinking about aging and thinking about what things you need to do. We have all types of topics, on, especially caregiving, Medicare, long-term care, Meals on Wheels, volunteerism, financial, legal stuffs there. So check it out. We've got them all back from probably, I think as early as 2008. I started doing it in 2004, but I think as late as maybe 8 or 9, they're still on there. They're not really dated because caregiving is an issue to this day. Unfortunately, it's gotten worse. So anyway, check it out. And don't forget, we do monthly webinars as well. It's in the magazine. October, November issue will be out shortly, but the August, September issue is out. Hopefully, we still got some around town. It's featuring this popular name. It's Dante Carpenter, former representative from Big Island, and OHA trustee And his daughter, Deanne, who's actually a doctor and trains and teaches at Jabson, but really it's about diabetes. And I was surprised at the numbers of diabetes in Hawaii and more pre-diabetes. When you add those two numbers up, there's like 60% of the population, 70%.
Yeah.
I mean, the pre-diabetes, you got to control it. You can live with it a long time with it. But it's something that, guys, we got to take it serious. And I golf with a bunch of guys from one of the hotels, and about they're not working right now. So about 12 of them. And I was passing a magazine out to everybody because they're all 40 and over. And I didn't realize three of them have diabetes themselves.
Wow.
And I'm they're all younger than me. Like that's why I said, wow, you do? I said, well, you better read a magazine. But it's something that, guys, I that's why I've been planning my life in health around everything. And if you're healthier, you are, more efficient, organized, and better work employee you're going to be. And dealing with stress is something that I deal all day long with different things I do. So take it to heart. Read the issue. Talk to family members. I'm sure everybody's got a family member that's got diabetes or pre-diabetes. But it's just something we got to get a hold of. And in fact, they were on the show about a month ago, and it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have a lot of your clients that you care for.
Yeah, a lot of our clients are dealing with diabetes. And also there's a lot of people in Hawaii who have renal issues as well, kidney problems.
Yeah, so, a lot of dialysis places open up around town. It's
a
crazy,
lot of dialysis places.
Anyway, we're here with Eileen Phillips from Attention Plus Care. And talk about the HPGS, Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. You can go to hpgs.org. But they're having their biennial conference. It was supposed to be last year, even year, but it's just because of COVID we're doing this year. It's a virtual conference. So it's 2 days, 8:30 to 4:30, Wednesday and Thursday, 15 and 16 in September, which is coming up pretty soon. So, and it's open to the public. If you're with a company, one of your members of your company employees should attend. And if not, be a member. It's worth it. If you're dealing with care or a family member is aging, it's important you can join and get a lot of resources. You get a lot of experts available at your hands. So it's really, really important. I'm a past president of HPGS, and I'm glad we brought in people like Eileen, and then we got Rick next year, and you had Debbie.
Debbie Kim Morikawa. She's our current president.
Current president, yes. And so I'm glad all you guys, and Kathy Wyatt was a past, she was here last month. So it's really important to surround yourself with professionals in the field, because we got to educate ourselves to learn how to take care of a loved one, how to handle the stress, emotion, how to communicate with a loved one. We had Annette Pang on recently talking about family communication and with aging seniors. But it's just really important, guys. I stress this so much, to get educated, talk to professionals about how to deal with your loved one, and throw aside the ego, you know, learn as much as you can and give all you can and just love your loved one. So anyway, so what other speakers do we got, Eileen?
So we've got some people from around the world. I talked about the doctor from Singapore. We also have basically four featured speakers. So these are the guys that have all the knowledge, right? So we have Dr. Rick Moody, I talked about. We have the CEO and president of the ASA, the American Society of Aging, coming, Peter Caldas. He's new to this organization.
Yeah, he's only been there last year, before that.
So he's going to actually close out our conference on the second day. So you got to stick around for him, because he's going to have some really interesting things to talk about.
Have you ever been to an ASA conference?
Not yet, but I have signed up for one, and I'm going to go to the
should.
Next one.
I've been to two of them in the last 12 years, and you just get around 3,000 to 5,000 individuals that care and about this industry, love working in this industry, love working with seniors, and you see so many ideas, so many different things people are doing, some great stories and great endeavors, little communities, big communities all over the U.S. And I have learned so much from not only going to these conferences in person, but just being a member, and they do monthly, probably two or three a month webinars.
Yes, I
become
see
a member.
It. Yes, they do a lot.
In fact, they have a magazine called Generations.
I saw that.
And actually, I approached the president at the time. He just retired. I said, you know what, we do. I have a magazine in Hawaii. It's called Generations Magazine. And I gave him a copy. And when I was at a conference in D.C., Bob something, I forget his last name. But anyway, he goes, no, don't worry about it. We're all here to provide information to the public and educate professionals. So no problems. I said, oh, whew, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that guy, I've heard him speak. And he is younger, which is good. He'll be around for a while, hopefully. And he's bringing new ideas because our industry, you know, I hate to say this, has been around forever. And we got to change things as our industry and our lifestyle changes, healthcare changes, Medicare changes, Medicaid changes, caregiving changes. The leadership is slowly changing a little bit. And it's something that I think we have to embrace. And I'm glad
one of the topics he's going to talk about is interesting. It's understanding best practices learned during COVID pandemic. So this is strictly from the aging community, his point of view. And this is important for us to learn about because I don't think the pandemic is going away anytime soon. And we still have more to learn regarding our seniors and how to care for them during this.
So let me ask you this, for your company specific, how is your company dealing with the pandemic? Are you taking new clients on? How do you protect
those?
So
part of what we're doing is implementing all of what the CDC is telling us that we have to do. That we're taking the CDC recommendations very seriously. So every caregiver who goes into a home has to be masked, has to do hand hygiene.
Mask at all times?
At all times. Okay. Hand hygiene, social distance. Anybody in the home also has to be masked and do the same thing. If for some reason the client can't wear a mask, obviously that's not something we can force them to do because of either dementia or breathing problems or a medical reason. But sanitizing the environment first thing when they walk in the door, sanitizing the environment when they leave.
What about vaccination?
Vaccination is something that we highly recommend.
Are all the employees vaccinated?
Not every single one of them. It's
what
something
about the
that,
caregivers that go into the home?
Well, this is why we put these things in place. So here's what you have to understand, and this is what everybody, I have this conversation with people every day. A vaccinated person can still spread COVID.
Sure.
If they are not taking the proper precautions, wearing a mask, hand hygiene, social distancing, they can still spread it. So having a vaccinated caregiver versus not having a vaccinated caregiver does not change your risk.
Oh, I think it increases your risk if they're not vaccinated.
Does it?
Yes. Proven. Facts, there's data.
So if they're wearing a mask and hand hygiene and social distancing, they're not going to spread it. It's going to be less likely
to spread. It can still be spread.
Well,
less likely.
So getting people vaccinated, you know, any organization across the country is having this issue.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not putting you guys on the spot. I understand that.
Yeah. So
let me ask you this. Because I have conversations weekly with families about this, and I don't take a position because it's not my company. You know, if can a client require us? I want to vaccinate.
So I have this conversation with client. I just had one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
A client said, I don't want anybody in my house who's not vaccinated. And I said, I understand. And I know you have good reasons for that. And one part of his reason was he had small children in the home. He didn't want his small children who couldn't be vaccinated to give COVID to anybody who walks in the home as well. So it's a tough subject, but we get through it. We have conversations. If they absolutely will not allow an unvaccinated person in the home, we will do our best to comply with that. But it's medical information.
I hear you. So what about if somebody calls you, oh, by the way, my mother's not vaccinated. Will you take care of somebody that's not vaccinated?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Good to know. I'm not putting you on the spot. I just want people to understand. You're absolutely right in
and
that,
again,
that policy.
We will encourage everybody, clients, caregivers, staff, you know.
Don't you think at some point it's going to have to be mandated?
I hope so. I'm waiting for that day.
I get there's going to be any kind of democracy. You're going to have people that don't like the rules.
Yep.
But I know that first case in Texas, lawsuit, the hospital did require everybody to be vaccinated. It's going to be coming here soon, right? I'm pretty sure.
I hope so.
I think it is.
I can see that happening because
I was talking to a healthcare professional actually a month ago, when a Texas case closed and they required them to be vaccinated. It will be here.
Yeah.
But I get... I run into people almost every day that's not vaccinated. And I'm just tired of trying to wrap my head around it. I saw Mayor Blangiardi on the news the other day he sat and listened to an hour of people that were against vaccination, and then after that, he just went off on them. Like, he went off on them a little bit, and I like his energy. I get where he's coming from, but guys, I don't know what to tell you. Get vaccinated.
Yeah. That's my belief, too.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, we have our own opinion.
But,
so,
hey, that's a coup to get this, the president, the CEO of American Society of Aging.
He's going to talk about it.
That's big.
I know. So that's a good one. So we also have this other really interesting topic that we have these two people that are experts in this field. It's lymphedema. It's called The Truth About Lymphedema and Chronic Swelling. So Louise Tanswell and Sherry Teranishi Hashimoto are going to present this.
Where are they from?
It's going to be, they're from Hawaii. They're local.
Are they Kaiser?
Sherry is from rehab.
Sherry's actually the head of rehab.
Yeah. So
Pacific.
Yeah. So she's going to be talking about that because she's worked with Louise, Ellie, I call her, and her nickname is Ellie, on getting lymphedema started here in Hawaii.
Sherry's nickname is Ellie?
No. Louise's nickname is Ellie. So Ellie started her own business called LymphaCare, and she has clients. So lymphedema, you have to watch it. I can't explain it.
I will.
You have to just learn what it is and why it's important to know about it, because it's something that across the United States, it is not well known, and there are a lot of people suffering from it, and they can be treated for it. It's got a really strange history, so there'll be some really interesting images that they will put up you in. Yeah,
about veins. That's a huge problem.
It is. People don't realize they have it. So that's exciting. And then we're going to have another local guy, Kevin Kawamoto. He's going to talk about our changing community by the numbers, the latest census data, and their implications for elder services and supports. We always got to have one of those because we got to know.
He does a lot of research.
Yeah.
I met him several years ago. He's actually written for the magazine.
Yeah.
He does a lot of research. He gathers a bunch of data. I think he used to work at the University of Hawaii.
Yeah. So he's well known. He's got a lot of stuff to say.
Good.
And I think that's going to be exciting.
Good.
We have a couple other people from the mainland. This one lady, Karen Kolb, is talking about reframing aging, a look at the negative attitudes of aging. This is all something we need to pay attention to as well, because there are a lot of negative attitudes about getting old out there, right, Percy?
Negative attitudes?
Didn't you say something about turning 61?
Yeah, but I try to make sure I do things to combat that. You know, I look at all the worst things in life and how can I address that. That's really how
These are the golden ages. You have to cherish them. And then here's another lady, a couple ladies. These are also, I believe, two local ladies, Ray Seitz and Sharon Vitusik, are going to come in.
Ray Seitz is a geriatrician. I believe she's retired now.
Yeah, she's going to talk about their project, Caring for Those with Serious Illness, We Can Do Better. There is a group that they have started called Hui Pohala. So that's going to be interesting. It's about helping people with serious illnesses.
Ah. Okay. We'll go back to this negative attitudes of aging.
Yeah.
This girl is so young.
I know. She looks young in her photo. Yes.
Well, I'm sure she did a lot of groundwork and working in the field, and she's got some designations here. But, I golf quite a bit, play softball, and I see a lot of negativity in some of the men. Men are different than women. Men get a little grouchy. They get, especially if they're not married. You know, they don't have a wife to balance them out. But that negative attitude stays with them a long time. And I've tried to talk to many guys about that. It's like, you know, you gotta get out more.
You gotta age gracefully.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. It'll be
and
okay.
And the other one was Tyree Jenkins, Dr. Tyree Jenkins.
Tyree Jenkins, yes. She's going to be talking about caring for aging eyes.
She's got some new innovations. She's a leader in the field of aging with your eyes. I was mentioning before we started, you know, I had a cataract surgery in 10, 11 years old, I think I was, before LASIK. So I actually went to see her because I have an issue with my eye. I was trying to get LASIK, and I couldn't get LASIK because my cataract surgery that was done in 1970, 71. So. But she is really good.
Yeah,
she's very knowledgeable, probably one of the best in the state or in the country. And when I did research about Medicare, you know what the most common, most popular reimbursement line item for Medicare is? Cataract surgery.
Oh, I believe it.
10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes. It's like, boom. You're out before you know it. And then within about another 10 minutes, your vision clears up. I know people that wear glasses. They're fine now. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, talk to your doctor. They want to do both eyes versus one. I mean, you do it once at a time, but a lot of times they'll wait to both. But I didn't realize, guys, from this procedure, the doctor has to say it's bad enough. If it's not that bad, they won't let you do it. I was surprised. Wow. I saw an 80-year-old guy. So you didn't get LASIK? He goes, no, my eyes are still good. Really? 80 years old? Your eyes like 20/20? Yeah. So it's in your genes. Vision is number one. Vision is huge. You know, besides, you know, getting replacement of your teeth and implants, vision is really important. No, teeth is big too. We had one of the doctors on, dentists on a while back. I mean, people don't go out because they have bad teeth.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's being in public, yeah. You know? And yeah. when that's why when I tell people, if you ask your auntie to go out lunch or dinner and they always decline you, there's two reasons why. First one, because their teeth are bad, or they can't chew very well, or they cannot reciprocate. In other words, they don't have the funds to reciprocate. And I get a lot of research and data, and I talk to a lot of people, is, well, that's interesting. I never thought about it that way. Like, I have neighbors that my wife cooks for them, or we have extra donuts. I brought back a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme on Maui. I kind of eat 12 of these. I give six away. And so we gave it to our neighbor, you know. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, he come bring a little box of candy or jelly or something. It's so cute. We have three older neighbors and where I live, and it's so cute. Within a day, if not sooner, they'll always bring something back. It's hilarious. But I really appreciate that, you know. And we always try to take care of our neighbors. But, okay, anybody else?
So we've got some more local guys coming in here to talk about. This is our last presentation just before Peter Caldas gets on. This is our Cullen Hayashida is going to come
Dr.
and talk.
Cullen Hayashida.
He's going to talk with Dr. Andrew Mason and Alan Oshima.
Alan Oshima from Territorial?
No, Hawaiian Electric.
I'm sorry, Hawaiian Electric.
Hawaiian Electric.
And who's the other guy?
Andrew Mason, East-West Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're going to talk about Hawaii 2030 and beyond. Kind of like our title of our conference, but Hawaii 2030. So we're going to talk way in the future. The economic implications of population aging. Can you imagine if they have all the answers for 2030? That would be awesome.
Well, I think they've got educated answers.
They should,
educated
yeah.
ideas.
These are smart guys.
Very smart guys. So I like to hope to see that there's a plan in place. Because a dream is or goal is a dream with no plan in place. You got to have a plan. And hopefully they can take steps. I don't know if you noticed what I mentioned before, but when I got into aging, in 2002, within 6 months, I knew I knew nothing about aging. Zero. I was sitting across somebody that's 7 years old. I knew nothing about his life. Pension? Okay. Alzheimer's, dementia, fall prevention, elder abuse? I really didn't. So I was called around AARP, the Office on Aging, County Office on Aging. And how do I learn? Who can I call? And the first name that came up was Dr. Cullen Hayashida.
Yep.
And
he knows so
He's been
so
around
much.
Since yes. the 70s. Not to date you, Cullen, but
And he
very
started when he was young
yeah.
in aging. He was and, really...
True story. So I wanted to learn about aging. And so I had this idea. I don't know where I got the idea from. Was that I want to do a radio show and a TV show. I'll bring in guests to talk about like this show and talk about aging and they're experts in the field. And that's how I learned myself. And so when I brought that idea up for funding, they said, oh, you got to talk to him. Cullen had the first show in the early 2000s. I think we started 2003 or 4, but early 2000, and it was sponsored, I believe, by Longs. And all they did was give gift certificates. No money. So we first started. So I called. I emailed him. I found his email. And seriously, within 15 minutes, he emailed me back, let's meet. And we met within an hour. Of that day at Zippy's on King Street. And we did a show. It was called Kupuna Connections. I believe he still does it, maybe. We taped it at KCC, by the way, in Diamond Head.
Yep. Yeah.
And I went on to do Kupuna Connections with Today's Kupuna with Olelo and then our own shows here. But wealth of information. He's always looking at down the road, which is great. I just wish and hopefully we have more more educated people and that can help plan, put together a plan, because I've been to many conferences on the mainland, and I have a DVD. I mentioned it before on this show, is that I have a DVD from 2010. The DVD is titled Solving Dementia by 2020.
Oh, wow. We should watch that again. See if we did.
I have it if you want it. And I think they meant to make that a goal, but it's not their fault. It's just dementia is just a disease that it's just so hard to do research on. You know, it's so hard to get funding. It's so hard because the way it operates and the way the disease comes about, it's just baffling everybody. But I think hopefully the next 10 years, by 2030, we'll have a better hold on it. Or at least how to stave it off. I mean, we know exercise and eating healthy is the best way to do it right now. But we need to get more money involved and more people take it seriously, because it's not only in Hawaii. It's across the world.
Right.
You know.
Although I hear India is not doing so bad with Alzheimer's.
Really?
And this was just something I learned from my own research.
Really?
And it has something to do with the curcumin. Yeah, the diet.
Yeah.
Curcumin.
Yeah, that is.
I think we should look at that. I don't have anybody talking about that on this in this conference, but maybe next time.
Okay. So can you talk about, we got about a few more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Talk about how do people sign up, who they call, email,
okay, so
website.
Let's get you to the www.hpgs.org, and you will get you can either download the form, the registration form, or you can actually sign up on that website.
Can you call anybody, email anybody?
Well, you can email. I think there is an email on the website that you can get to us. But, you know, there's always, that's the best way to do it, is just get the form.
So easy. You can pay online,
yeah,
right?
You can pay online, or you can download this form. And there's a P.O. box to send it to. There is credit card registrations. You can go to the registration online and do it.
And open to the public, guys. Don't forget that.
Right.
If you're dealing with a family member, if you work in the field, tell your owner of the company, or if you're the owner of the company, that one person for your company should attend and become a member. And
you'll learn
regular
a lot.
Updates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to learn from experts in the field. And that's really, to me, the key to how to age successfully or how to be a successful caregiver is you got to get educated. And you got professionals all around here. So Eileen Phillips from Attention Plus Care, thank you very much. And don't forget hpgs.org, guys. As always, everybody, have a great week. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
5914777. Who's got the best deals and vacancies around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. 5914777 today. Good luck. We gon' play
AI. Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.